Hunt them down with Big Dick Hunter. This is the Ticket Top 10.
Welcome back to the Ticket Top 10, our nightly countdown of the top 10 highlights of the tickets day. Brought to you, as always, by Sonic Drive-Ins and Verizon Wireless. I'm your host, Big Dick. The Ticket Top 10, you've heard me say it before, an excellent place to catch up on anything you might have missed out on from earlier on in the tickets day. You can do that starting at 7 o'clock each and every weeknight here on the Ticket. Still to come in our countdown, the fake Tom Hicks will try to give some straight answers to the morning musers. But first, here's number two, bad radio, as Bob and Dan catch up with their most favorite baseball buddy, Gabe Kapler, the one-time Texas Ranger, talking about a big brawl that he was involved in between his team, the Boston Red Sox, and the New York Yankees.
Number two.
He is bald, and he is very hunky. He is a Boston Red Sox. He is the great Gabe Kapler, and he joins us now. Hey, Gabe.
Gabe.
Gentlemen, can I add balding to the bald, or is it just bald?
Oh, is that why you went shaved head?
Well, I went shaved head first, but now that I realize that I'm balding, I figure I should just stay with it and try to beat Mother Nature to the punch.
Gosh, you pull it off, though, dude. I mean, I kind of look goofy either way. But Gabe's just one of those dudes that chicks will dig no matter what he does.
If you look like a movie star, you look like a movie star with long hair.
Right.
Bald.
Brad Pitt can go any way he wants, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You guys are too sweet. I'm blushing, honestly.
So how you been, dude?
I've been so good. I'm enjoying my time here in Boston like you wouldn't believe. It's a lot of fun to be here, and I got to be honest with you. I loved playing in Texas, but it's amazing. I'm here in Baltimore, and it's literally like a home game here. Every time we play here, the fans, I mean, there's got to be, in my estimation, 10,000-plus Red Sox fans. The hotel lobby is filled. You can't go anywhere. It's just Red Sox Nation. It's amazing.
How's Gabe doing? In his last 15 starts, as you know, he is the fourth outfielder for the Red Sox, but luckily they get injured a lot. In his past 15 starts, 20 for 54, 370 batting average, 6 doubles, 3 homers, and 10 RBI.
He's money.
Project that over a full season, and we're looking at an MVP here.
Oh, my God. Seriously, you guys are awesome. It's been a good couple of weeks, and you know, I just want to be able to contribute. I know it's the boring cliche answer, but I've made it true because I think that that's the best way to approach it. If you can tell yourself, you know, I'm going to give myself a chance to contribute to a victory every day I come to the ballpark, it makes it a lot easier to get through the season. It makes it a lot easier to come to the ballpark when you're not in the lineup, because then you know you have an opportunity, and I do get in just about every game. Defense, running the bases, pinch hitting, doing something. So I really can't complain. I've had it pretty good here. I'm not going to lie to you.
Salaries are public. What do you make around? $750?
$750 on the button, and there's a few incentives in there that are for games played and at bats and you know, little things like that. But it's going to come in somewhere around $750.
Well, you seem so excited, and that Boston scene just seems so unlike any other. If you've even been a fan at a game, just to experience that, I'm wondering, would it be worth, this is our old argument, but I think I'm almost coming over to your side here, that, like, what if somebody offered you $1 million, which is $250,000 more, but you'd start every day, but you'd be just in a general baseball town. You think you've made the right choice on $750, fourth outfielder for a baseball rabid town?
For this year, no doubt about it, I think I made the right decision. I think I calculated it right, that I might have an opportunity, and nobody was giving me anything. I wasn't guaranteed a starting position anywhere else. So let's make that perfectly clear. But the fact that I came back here, I think it was a great decision, just because, again, I'm in the hunt. I'm in the midst of a playoff hunt. We have an opportunity to still win the East, although I know it's an outside possibility. I'm a realist. But I think we're going to be in the playoffs, and I think we have an opportunity to go to the World Series, which is what I set out to do. And then after the season, God willing, I'm a free agent, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I guarantee you, the three of us will have this discussion again sometime around October when, you know, maybe maybe it'll be live on the air. Maybe it'll just be on a three-way call. But, you know, we're going to talk about this again, and I'll recruit your expertise on what you think.
All right. I hope you don't take our expertise seriously with regards to your career, my young Gabe.
No, I won't.
All right.
At least I'll placate you and you know,
good.
Hope that you'll believe me a little bit.
Make us think we're having something to do with your decision.